This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by Trial to Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor, and I'm joined by Ted Ruxhaven, President and CEO of Trial to Private Wealth. Ted founded TriDelta in 2005 and remains a portfolio manager and financial planner working with clients today. Ted has spent a full career in financial services, using his time with RBC Dominion Securities as inspiration for founding TriDelta. Ted holds several industry designations, including the Chartered Investment Manager, Certified Financial Planner, and an MBA from York University. Ted is also a regular contributor to the Financial Post and BNN. Welcome, Ted.
Welcome.
So the purpose of this discussion is to hear from our founder, Ted Ruxhaven, and learn more about TriDelta and the value the team provides. With that in mind, a good first question is, why TriDelta? What was your inspiration for starting TriDelta, and what sets TriDelta's approach apart from others in the industry?
Well, when I started, and when I say I started, there were other people as well, Asher Tward, Josh Tward, and just a little bit later on, Anton Tucker. But, you know, basically we wanted to do a couple of things. One was we wanted to make sure that financial planning was a foundation of what we did, because our view was, if you don't understand the overall picture of somebody, you can't give them advice on what to do. Specifically, I always used to say, if somebody has a dollar and all you know about is their investment portfolio, then your focus is what to invest on. But maybe they should be using that to pay down debt. Maybe they need to buy insurance. Maybe more than anything else, they need to go on vacation. But unless you understand the bigger picture, you can't really advise people properly. So that was one foundation. The other foundation was, we wanted to have something where you could build the financial plan, but then you could implement it independently, meaning you could find the best investment solutions and the best insurance solutions and the best debt solutions to try and implement it. And we thought, if we understand somebody and we can put together solutions with the best options that are out there, it will add real value to Canadians.
I mentioned you started your career with RBC and wealth management, and of course you're familiar with others in the industry. How does the TriDelta approach differ from what you've seen?
Well, interestingly enough, it's taken a long time, but we are seeing more financial planning in the wealth management industry today than we did over time. But even so, it's still not the same. And I guess for a couple of reasons. Number one, at TriDelta, the wealth advisor, so the person that deals with the client, is a financial planner and a portfolio manager. So the portfolio manager means that they are registered at the highest level to do investment management. And the financial planning side, usually with a CFP designation, gives them that financial planning skills. So what happens even in the large institutions today, if there's financial planning, usually there's an outside person that shows up, does a financial plan, and then leaves, and the client never sees them again. Whereas at TriDelta, the person who's your wealth advisor either is the person doing the financial plan or works next door to the person who did the financial plan.
And you mentioned off the top that financial planning was certainly at the heart of when TriDelta started, and it certainly is still today. But how has TriDelta evolved over the years, whether it was just the service offering or how encompassing the team has been?
Well, one of the things that was interesting is when we first started, our focus was on sort of a space between the retail banks and the brokers. So there were clients and Canadians that had maybe $100,000 to invest, $150,000 to invest, and were really falling between the cracks in between the bank's offering. So we started there, but over time, you know, we realized that it wasn't just people with $150,000 that weren't being serviced well. It was people with $1.5 million that also weren't being serviced well. And quite frankly, as a business, we also realized you can't spend as much time successfully with a small client as you can with a larger client and have a successful business. So it was something that certainly evolved, where we realized the things that we were doing from a financial planning perspective and from an independence perspective provided a big upgrade for higher net worth Canadians and people that were part of the what I'll call the mass affluent group. So we did tend to shift a little bit more over time towards higher net worth.
And that bleeds into my next question, which you've already answered a little bit. Can you speak to who finds the greatest value in what Tridelta provides and maybe some specific situations that that's been demonstrated?
Well, you know, often people have their financial and other parts of their life segmented. Most fundamentally, we find that in people that have a corporation. So sometimes it's a business owner, often it's a professional who has a professional corporation. But when they set up the corporation, they're told by their accountant, the business is the business and personal is personal, and they have to be kept separate and they have to be tracked carefully, which is all true. But the reason that you have a corporation is just to enhance your overall financial picture. And so often those people, when they come to us for the first time, we consolidate their financial view of the world with their corporation and their personal assets, and they see how it would flow, especially in retirement, how corporate assets would be used in retirement, how they'd be taxed, and how all of that integrates together. And I think that's a group that finds tremendous value. Because often people just don't understand how they're going to be taxed over time. And sometimes we can save hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxes just because of the planning and some of the strategic insight we bring.
Mm-hmm. I certainly think that's true with and without a corporation as well. And sometimes people, you know, we know that people don't like to pay taxes, and often there's opportunities to avoid that or at least lessen the impact.
Yeah.
So over time, how have you structured the team at Tridelta to cater to the needs of these individuals and households?
Well, again, the team has a couple of interesting factors. Number one, the wealth advisors on the team, again, bring a combination of skills, but also a combination of educational and regulatory requirements. So they are portfolio managers, which is the highest investment sort of designation as a discretionary portfolio manager and a fiduciary. And they are financial planners, usually with a CFP designation. So, and that's intentional, right? Because it's one of the things we're trying to do at Tridelta is to bring, I call it the IQ of financial management and the EQ or emotional intelligence together. Because again, a lot of financial issues are about people and emotions and family, and not just about whether it will add an extra dollar or not. So that's a big part. But as far as the team goes, it's also people who want to be part of a team. And what I mean by that is there are often things that come up, especially technical questions and issues, and we have a great group where people are happy to help each other out on individual questions. People have different skill sets and different backgrounds, and because we're a small group and because, you know, to a large degree, you know, people in the team, some of the senior people have equity ownership in the company, there is a view of if I'm helping the other person, I'm helping myself. And it's just part of the culture of the organization. And just as a final point on that, years ago, and I should be a little careful with this, but years ago at a very large organization where I used to work, I remember trying to find an investment advisor for my mother. And I sat in one of the largest branches, and you know, I looked around and I talked to the branch manager, and I found there was just a culture there that I thought wasn't a great fit for my mother. And some of it came from everybody was out for themselves. Everybody had their own sort of book of business and prospect lists that they guarded with their life. And I just thought it's not the best environment for someone like my mother. And I thought, you know, if we're going to build something, we want to build it so people like my mother can have a good fit.
Are there, or what are the core values or principles that guide Tridelta's approach to wealth management and client service?
Well, the client service part, I'll start there, is really important because, you know, we all, from top to bottom, I think we all know that the client is the reason that we exist as a company. The client pays the bills. The client is the reason why we're here. And I find that that's again, really important. There's sometimes a view of, well, you know, there's the shareholder view or the employee point of view and then the client point of view. But we truly believe that the client is at the top of that pyramid. And I know in the financial services industry, that's not always the case. I will say from an early stage, you know, I really admired Four Seasons Hotels. You know, I admired, you know, their client focus, that they use sort of customer databases to remember things about their clients. And I thought, you know, if a hotel chain could know about their clients, financial planning and investment counseling firm should know so much more, and to be able to use that to be client focused and client centric. So starting on the client side, because that really is the most important part. And I think everything flows from there, right? You know, there's sort of the big picture. How do we do things? How do we make sure we're being fair to clients? How do we make sure we're finding the best solutions for clients? And then making sure that the team and the people here all kind of believe that and feel that way. And I think, you know, I've always said, if we do the right things day to day for a client, then we don't really need to worry about profitability, because that sort of takes care of itself as long as we're doing the right things day to day, week to week. I mean, I'm not saying that we can be stupid about our own finances as a company, but having happy clients and people, clients that will refer others, is the core to our values and the success.
So we've talked about how the team has grown and the firm has grown since 2005. Can you discuss any significant milestones or moments that have defined TriDelta's journey since its inception?
Well, probably one of the biggest ones was we were, when we started, we decided, and it probably had to do more with resources than anything else, we were not an investment counseling firm. What we did was we partnered with other investment counseling firms. We did financial planning, we did insurance, and for the investment piece, we partnered with other investment firms, and we did that for quite a few years. In 2011, we hired Cam Windsor, who's our head of equities, and he was a key part as we transitioned to setting up TriDelta Investment Counsel as our own investment counseling arm. So that was a pretty fundamental piece. And I think the other thing was more a realization than a fundamental shift. 2008, 2009, sometimes people call it the great financial crisis. It certainly was, for TriDelta, it was our first huge financial recession and stock market recession. And one of the interesting things was in 2009, we had our best year ever. And it wasn't because stock markets recovered. It was because people said, I thought I was going to be okay financially, and now I'm not sure. And it led to a lot of financial planning from people. And we were able to sort of do stress tests and show people that even after the worst of 2008, 2009, either they were going to be okay still, which gave them peace of mind, or they might not be okay and you may need to change some of your plans going forward. But that was pretty significant. And again, for us, it gave us some confidence to say, in good markets or bad markets, if we're doing the right things planning-wise, we have a business model that will sustain.
Has there ever been any client feedback you received which resonated with you as a moment which made you appreciate what you accomplished with TriDelta?
Well, yeah, I think there's a client, everyone has clients that they like, and then they have a client that's really special. So one of the clients that I had, became a client in, I think, his early 90s, maybe late 80s, and his children became clients. And he was a really bright guy, and he had a ledger book that he'd had for, I don't know, 50 years, written in pencil, and he marked down everything. But he said at one point, and he talked obviously a lot about estate planning, and we talked about, you know, how he would leave things and where it would go and in what order and what structure, and did some things while he was around and afterwards. And he said, when he was 98, I think, he said to me, "I hope I make it to 100. That's my goal." He says, "But if I don't, I'm okay, because I know that I have, through myself and through the work with you, Ted, I know that everything is looked after, and I feel confident and at peace with that." And that was it. It hit me hard. It was a great thing.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And as you and I know very well, there's a lot of choice in how Canadians choose to manage their money. In your opinion, what are the most important factors people should consider when choosing a wealth manager?
Well, fit is an important one. And when I say fit, it's, to me, fit means comfortable being able to ask any question, and feeling like you're respected with the answer. So that's number one. Number two, you want to understand exactly how people are paid, because especially in this industry, although with any industry, how people are paid sometimes drives their behavior. So if you ask questions around that and get clear answers, that's good. If you don't get clear answers, that's a bad sign. And again, I think you need to look in the mirror and sort of say to yourself, not so much what's important for my portfolio, but what's important to me, what am I trying to achieve, and will this financial partner, will they be a good partner for me in helping to achieve that, or is the financial partner focused on something different? And if you can say, hey, there's a good fit, I have confidence in them, they have good, experience, they have good education, and I feel a comfort and a fit in those areas, then I think you're probably in good shape. But I don't know, I look across the investment landscape and I think, I don't know, there's a large part of it I wouldn't feel that fit with.
Yeah. And with all these options that people have, there is certainly more access people have to do it themselves. And certainly in certain commercials that we know of, there is a bigger push to show people that maybe they can do it themselves. What would you tell these DIY, do-it-yourself investors who may not always see the value in working with someone else?
Well, I think a do-it-yourself investor is a very valid part of the marketplace. I always say to people, if you want to be a do-it-yourself investor, just purely on the investment front, I say, are you interested? Do you have the time? Do you have any talent doing it? And if the answer to all three of those is yes, I say, go for it. Because it's no different than anything else. If you like building things yourself, or painting the house yourself, or working on your car yourself, there's value in being able to do that. I think where there's maybe a bit of a disconnect again is, as people get older, one of the things that we see a fair bit is we still see a lot of the traditional or stereotypical, the man looked after everything financial and the woman didn't. And I apologize for saying that, but we just see that a lot. And it's the problem with that, of course, is if you put on your actuarial hat, women live longer than men. Again, stereotypically, women married men that were a little bit younger. And again, this whole conversation is stereotypical. But what happens is sometimes people say, they come to us and they say, if something happens to me as the person who looked after all the finances, I don't know how my wife is going to deal with it, because she's never dealt with these things. So even something like that, you kind of go, you can be do-it-yourself all you want, but is your partner do-it-yourself? And so at a certain stage, sometimes it makes a lot of sense to work with somebody like a TriDelta who can get a full handle on someone's financial picture, so that if something happens to the person that's been focused on that their whole life, the person who isn't has someone that they can lean on to help them get through.
Absolutely. So final question, can you share a little bit about the name TriDelta? What was the significance behind the name?
So day one, we wanted to call it Delta Financial Partners. So the reason, there's a couple of parts to it. So one is my late father was an optometrist who started a business called Delta Optical. And I later found out it was called Delta simply because there were three partners and it was a triangle. So I thought it would be pretty cool to use that name. And I wanted to use the phrase financial partners because, again, it was the concept of being partners with the client. A lawyer said, you can't use Delta Financial. It's too similar to another name. But just throw a try in front of it, and you'll get away with that legally. So that's how we became TriDelta Financial Partners. And over time, the partners sort of dropped off because most people thought it was kind of like there's a partnership, like a law partnership, and didn't really understand what I was trying to do originally, probably because I didn't communicate it well enough. And now we've become TriDelta Private Wealth. And the reason for Private Wealth is, again, I think it better aligns with who we are today in terms of being holistic, in terms of dealing with people that are probably among the wealthier part of Canadians. That's the story.
Great. No, that's very interesting. Thank you again for joining me, Ted. This has been a great discussion, and I hope anyone listening will reach out should they have any additional questions about TriDelta or how we may be able to help.